Alaskan women are known for strength, an adventurous spirit, and pioneering leadership. This year's inductees for the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame include Beverly Dunham for achievements in journalism and community activism. Past Hall of Fame inductee Fran Ulmer introduces us to Beverly and tells us more about her accomplishments.
Beverly Bev Dunham is a pioneer in Alaska journalism as the founder of the Seward Phoenix Log in 1966. She was the reporter, editor, publisher, and manager of the finances of the paper. She was a strong role model to many women and young girls growing up in Alaska. Dunham set a path for more women to report on the news and be involved with the business side of publishing. Beverly was also tireless as a community advocate who served for decades on the Seward City Council and the school board, as well as service on many committees, commissions, and volunteer efforts, from planning to tourism, from corrections to historical preservation. Currently, Bev is involved in women's and children's issues and enjoys being with her family, grandkids, and 19 great-grandkids. Bev Dunham.
This is truly an honor to join the ranks of Alaska Women's Hall of Fame, women from all walks of life who have made huge contributions to the welfare of Alaska. I'd like to thank the selection committee for choosing me to join you, and especially thank Tony Nakazawa and Edgar Blatchford, who nominated me for this honor. I find it ironic, though, to be nominated by not one but two university professors, because my college career lasted only 3 months back in 1951. I was enrolled at the University of Oregon when I received a telegram. It said, "I won $2,000 in a crap game. Let's get married." Such a romantic proposal, don't you think? So I quit school, flew to Fairbanks, where one Willard Dunham was serving in the Army. We married on Christmas Eve and are still together, 3 kids, 9 grandkids, and 19 great-grandkids later. Therefore, my biggest thanks go to that fellow I married 62 years ago. After all, how many husbands do you know who would not gasp and grow faint when their wife said she was borrowing the money to buy newspaper equipment? To remain somewhat calm when told the equipment needed a place to be at home and our basement would be it. He even agreed to learn how to operate the press after his regular work day, thanks to our kids, who were also a great help, and with their dad enabled me to become a newspaper woman. Our handsome and reliable son Kevin is here tonight. He is now retired, is a grandfather himself, and has moved back near Seward. He stops by regularly at the house and asks what we need done. He is a gem, and I would like to mention that Professor Blatchford worked for me when he was in high school. He did the high school reporting and the sports reporting, and he told me that, Beverly, people dress up for this thing tonight. In addition, he said, don't be too outrageous. So thank you, Edgar. Thank you much.
That was 2014 Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Beverly Dunham. More is at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.